As the electorate keeps getting younger and more diverse, Democrats have talked a lot about demographics being destiny. This year, though, that changing electorate did not swing things their way. A number of key voting blocs that are typically part of the Democratic Party base moved towards President-elect Trump, and he made gains among those already supporting him. Now, this was all especially noticeable in the swing states. NPR's Domenico Montanaro and Elena Moore have been digging into all the exit polls. They heard to break down what happened and why it matters. Hi, you two.
Hey.
Hey, great to be with you.
Domenico, you kick us off. This calls to mind another piece of conventional wisdom, which is that historically in low turnout elections, you expect Republicans to do well. In high turnout elections, the opposite, that Democrats would do well. That did not quite pan out this year. Do we know why?
Well, yeah, and this was a pretty high turnout election. 64% of registered voters cast ballots. That's the third highest in 100 years. But I've been saying this, you know, it became even truer in this election, but we're in the middle of a political realignment. Higher propensity voters, upper class voters are moving toward Democrats. Blue collar white voters have moved heavily toward Republicans, and they turned out in bigger numbers in this election. Trump was also able to add to his coalition, cutting into margins with groups that have traditionally sided with Democrats.
Okay, I want to just go piece by piece through some of those groups. Elena, you've been out talking to young voters all this year. As you combed through the exit polls, were they one of the groups Domenico was just talking about who shifted toward Trump?
Oh, yes. I mean, and Democrats have struggled with young voters all year, voters under 30. They were key to Joe Biden's victory 4 years ago, but as president, his approval really tanked with them. Harris made up some of that ground, but just couldn't replicate his 2020 numbers. She lost support in nearly every swing state compared to Biden. You know, take Michigan, for example. Trump actually won voters under 30 in this state. In 2020, Biden carried the group by more than 20 points, and pretty similar results in Wisconsin, too, but Harris, you know, narrowly kept the group. But overall, you know, Harris still won a majority of young voters nationwide, but this vote was much more split than in recent elections. Hmm.
Domenico, what other shifts stood out to you?
Yeah, well, the movement among Latinos was really eye-opening. I mean, Democrats had been winning big margins with them. Their dominance with Latinos had been decreasing over the last few election cycles, but nothing like the drastic swing that we saw in this election. And Trump got a record share of Latinos, 46%. That's the highest for any Republican ever. When we dug into the state data, they may have made the difference in some places. They moved to the right by more than 20 points in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Nevada. And it wasn't just Latinos. It was also Asian American voters. In Nevada, for example, which Democrats had not lost in 20 years, Latinos and AAPI voters together made up about one in four voters. Latinos shifted 28 points in Trump's favor. AAPI voters swung 52 points. We had to check that math a few times because that was a stunner. And these groups continually cited prices as important reasons for their votes.
Elena, what about Black voters and specifically Black male voters? Because I recall, I think, pre-election polls showing that Trump was making up big gains with those people.
Yeah, I mean, it was a major question ahead of election night. Both Harris and Trump were pretty actively courting this group towards the end of the campaign. And we did see that shift to the right among a lot of Black men in these key states. I mean, in Pennsylvania, they moved, by more than 30 points to the right. In North Carolina, by nearly 25 points. Those are huge shifts. And it's worth noting, though, that Black voters as a whole did not move away from Democrats at rates as large as, say, Latino voters, like Domenico was talking about. And that move for Latino voters was also led in part by Latino men nationwide.
Okay, so some interesting gender trends emerging there. I mean, big picture, these are groups that Democrats have relied on for years. We are seeing cracks in that support, if y'all have just outlined. Where do Democrats go from here? Where do Republicans go from here? Elena?
Well, there were some bright spots for Democrats. You know, they did make gains with seniors in a majority of these swing states, and that's pretty striking given that, you know, they had these losses with young voters. So that's something worth watching, especially since older voters are part of that high propensity voting bloc that, Domenico was talking about earlier. So we'll see if the party can kind of harness that moving forward. But even more than that, I think Democrats have to just re-examine how they talk about the issues on voters' minds. I mean, we know that the economy and immigration were these huge topics for people all across the country of different backgrounds. And Harris, you know, did have an agenda on both of these topics, but it just didn't seem to stick. And instead, Trump got more voter trust on these same issues. And even more than that, I think Harris also didn't win enough voter trust on topics that people did associate with her, you know, like abortion, which was an area that she really leaned into, especially with voters of color and young voters. So, you know, though this message, especially on abortion rights, reproductive rights, did resonate with some groups like white women with college degrees, we saw that, it just wasn't enough. And so Democrats are going to have to look forward and see how their message, in addition to abortion, kind of can be moved forward.
Domenico, jump in here.
Yeah, a few big questions that I'm looking for going forward. You know, first of all, can a Republican not named Trump replicate what Trump did in turning out white non-college voters? Or is he simply a unique political figure? You know, can Republicans keep Latinos and Asian American voters in the tent? Or was their support just based on some of these negative environmental issues that Elena was talking about? And, you know, can a Democrat come out in 2028 with some charisma, win these groups back with a vision for the country that isn't based on Trump? Because they can't just be a party of the elites. It's going to be really interesting and kind of exciting to see what's birthed politically 4 years from now, because no matter what, it's going to be different.
Yep.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro and NPR political reporter Elena Moore. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.